Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the fourth class in the series Finding the Father's Face, a series for the men of the Watford Church in the autumn and winter of 2022. This is the fourth class, and it's focused on the idea of God being caring, our Father God being caring. The point of the series is to look particularly at what's called the Lord's Prayer, and the way in which Jesus teaches us not just about prayer, but about his view of the Father, his Father, and ours, what we learn about him through what we pray about. And so he is our Father. He's in the heavenlies, which are surrounding us, therefore he's nearby. We pray for him to be hallowed, because he is indeed holy, to be honored in that way. We pray for his kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, in the heavenlies. And we're acknowledging there that our Father God is powerful. He is King of Kings. Jesus is King of Kings. Our Father is a King, and he cannot therefore be thwarted. He can be trusted to use his power benevolently for our sake and for justice and righteousness. And now we pray this next part in verse 11, give us today our daily bread. And this indicates that our Father God is caring. And that's what we discussed last night. Now, I should just say, I had to leave partway through the conversation because of a family emergency. And so I'd love to bring you some of the thoughts of the men that were there. But unfortunately, I didn't hear most of it. So I'll give you some thoughts based on some things I prepared for that discussion last night, and hopefully you might find those things useful and carry on the discussion about the fact that our Father God is caring. Why ask him to give us our daily bread if we don't trust that he actually knows what we need, has the ability to provide it, and fundamentally wants to provide it? For Jesus to tell us to ask God for what we need, and if he knew that God didn't care, would make no sense whatsoever. I think a key question for us is whether we really truly believe that God is caring. What does it mean to you that God is caring? I want to take a moment and take a pen or type it somewhere as to, I believe God is caring because, or God is, the fact that God is caring, and I believe that in my head, means this. It means this in the way I live, and it means this in the way that I relate to my Father God. What does it mean to you that Father God is caring? In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 17, it says that we are to cast all our anxieties on him because he cares for you. We cast our anxieties on him. So that's one practical thing we do because we believe he cares. We cast our anxieties on him. And if you want a good way of considering the ways in which God cares for us, why not read Psalm 23, which I won't do now, but it's a little exercise you could do. Psalm 23, read through it, pray through it, and consider what this is teaching about how God cares for us. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. The reason we lack nothing, because he cares. So go through Psalm 23, maybe a good devotional time, good prayer time, to reflect on the way God cares for us. Here are some implications for us to consider if indeed God does care for us as we believe. The first is, God cares about our bodies. And this comes out of Psalm 23 about God giving us rest and sustenance and even that prayer, give us our daily bread. He cares about our bodies. Consider this quote from the book, The Good and Beautiful God by James Bryan Smith. It's on page 33 of the edition I have. He talks about the fact that in the 1850s, the average American, and I doubt it's much different here in the UK, in the 1850s, the average American slept 9.5 hours a night. 9.5 hours. How do they manage that? By 1950, that number had dropped to 8 hours a night. Today, and he's writing in the recent past, today the average American sleeps under 7 hours a night. And what is that doing to us? What is that doing to our physical health, our emotional and mental health, and our ability to be spiritually stable because of the stresses that are upon us? Are we sleeping enough? Just one example. What about diet? What about exercise? We don't have to be perfect physical specimens, but are we taking care of our bodies? If we pray for God to look after us, isn't there a responsibility on us to take care of the very body that God cares about that he's given us? So in what ways can we take care of our bodies in a way that honors what God has given us? Similarly, caring about our emotional and mental health. In what ways do you and I cooperate with God to take care of our emotional health and our mental health? And again, similarly, what about our spiritual health? God cares about our spiritual health. In what ways can you and I cooperate with God's Spirit to take care of our spiritual state? Might be worth reflecting on that and discussing with somebody. So, some questions to leave us with here. If Father God is caring, and I believe he is, what does that actually mean? Secondly, if Father God is caring, how can you and I be more aware of that reality, that he really does care? How can we be more aware of that? And thirdly, if Father God is caring, how can we enjoy his care? How can we enjoy it? How can we make the most of it? How can we benefit from his care? You know, when you care for somebody and you express it, and whether it's with gifts or kind words or support in some way, isn't it nice to share in that reality of the caring together? You care, the other person receives your care. It's a benefit to the relationship. And our relationship with God has benefited when we're able to enjoy his care. What does that mean for you? Now, part of this series is not only about the way that we view our Father God, but also about the way that most of us being fathers, how that affects the way that we act and operate as fathers to our children. So I'm going to ask the same questions from the perspective of being a father. If you're not a father, still, this might have some relevance to you as you consider your relationships with other people. So firstly, what does it mean to be caring for our children, to be a carer to our children, to offer care to them? What kind of care is that? Secondly, how can you and I help our children to be more aware that we care? And I think that's not just saying I care about you, but how can they experience our care for them? And thirdly, what can we do so that our children enjoy our care for them? They benefit from it and they're grateful for it. What is it in the way that we care and that we present that care that helps them to feel truly loved, just like our Father God cares for us and we feel loved and we experience his love in that way? Give us our daily bread. Just a few words, but there's a lot of depth and significance and meaning there. So let me know what you think of all this. What does it mean that our Father God is caring? Drop me a line. You can leave a note anywhere here or see this recording, or you can email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Leave a review if you wouldn't mind. Subscribe. If you know anybody that might benefit from this, please pass the link on. The next class will be focused on the fact that our Father God is forgiving. Till then, take care and God bless.